The first person to actually publish a ragtime composition was Kentucky's Ernest Hogan. As a teenager, Hogan worked in traveling minstrel shows as a dancer, musician, and comedian, and with other notables, helped create the musical genre called ragtime. Hogan was the first musician to notate music for the non-music reading musician. Hogan never claimed, as some did, that he alone created the style. In 1895, at the age of 30, Hogan published several popular songs in this new musical genre. His hit songs include the dance-rich comedy song La Pamela and the racially disparaging tune titled All Coons Look Alike to Me. The widespread success of Hogan's infamous song led to many derogatory imitations, branded coon songs because of their pejorative use of stereotypical images of African Americans. Such songs lasted in popularity for over a century and remain favored largely among white audiences. As the years went by, Hogan remained haunted by his hand in the song's infamous imagery and negative imprint on American music. The rest of his life, he voiced deep regret for the composition and its inspiration for other similarly themed works he deemed hurtful and a poor representation of black culture. In defiance, a number of Hogan's black contemporaries resisted performing culturally offensive songs, despite their popularity entrenched in American culture. Born Ernest Reuben Crowdis in the Shake Rag district of Bowling Green, Kentucky in 1865, Ernest changed his birth name to simply Ernest Hogan because Irish performers were in vogue during this period in American music. Hogan was for a time the highest paid performer during the heyday of vaudeville, earning $300 a week when the average vaudevillian just made 12. It wasn't long before the new sound of ragtime caught the attention of other contemporary artists, including the eventual ragtime king, Scott Joplin. Composer Ernest Hogan, who often performed with his wife Mattie Wilkes, was considered one of the most talented performers and comedians of his day. And despite his early death at the age of 44, May 20th of 1909, Hogan's pioneering efforts as a popular minstrel, musician, dancer, and comedian helped open a number of doors to talented black performers that followed. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.